The Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race is now a 12-dog event. The race committee decided this fall to lower the dog limit from 14 to 12. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
Zach Fansler, the K300 race manager, says a driving idea behind the change was to encourage more local mushing teams to run the full 300.
But some of our teams that are kind of mid-sized kennels that maybe have participated in the K300 in the past or have looked to do those kinds of things don't always have 14 dogs that are ready to go, or maybe they only have 11 or so, and might feel discouraged and not participate in the 300 at that higher level.
Many larger teams, however, use the K300 to test out dogs in a race scenario prior to the March Iditarod.
It does kind of give them two less dogs to look at. And that was something that I think weighed very heavily on the minds of the board when they were making this decision. The kind of reasoning behind this, or the push behind this, was that it actually came up at last year's Mushers meeting.
The YK Delta's muddy trails may not be race ready now, but with a higher purse and no entry fees, Fansler says he's seen a lot of interest from big-time mushers like Didi Jonro, the Boozers, and Yor Olsom.
We've heard from Brent Sass and from Hugh Neff. We've heard from Lance Mackey. Right now, we believe that we could have a field larger than we've seen since the early 90s, late 80s.
Fansler expects local mushers to be at the starting line, but he doesn't have the official word yet from nine-time champion Jeff King. The race keeps the rest rules from 2014, which allow for 6 hours of flexible rest time. Queetlick will be the first official checkpoint, although mushers are not required to sign in or out. The YK Delta racing season kicks off December 20th with the Holiday Classic, a 40-mile race out of Bethel. The season continues a week later with the 100-mile challenge. The 2015 Kuskokwim 300 begins January 16th. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.